Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Tiff Massey.
So you are artist in what town?
Detroit.
Detroit. And here you are in Lille to present your work.
Yes, I'm in Lille to represent Detroit, Detroit artist here in Lille, part of Renaissance. And I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that I was actually able to display my works and everything that I do. And I do a variety of things, but the installation is very indicative of what you see in Detroit, and all black everything.
The story of Detroit is very particular.
It's very particular, and a lot of people are looking to Detroit because it's popular right now, because there's some new branding that has occurred. 5 years ago, nobody would be interested in Detroit or the story, but it's all of a sudden the new black. So everybody wants a part of it. Everybody wants to come see it. But it's very a one-sided story. Nobody talks about what is really happening there in the city. So that's why I try to at least represent the 82% of the people who are there that aren't represented here today.
When I was younger, I listened many records of Detroit sound. You know that?
Yes, Detroit sound, I mean, from Motown to techno, I mean, a lot of things have been birthed there, I mean, besides it being called the Motor City. So it's very interesting that, you know, the conversation is Renaissance or New Renaissance when Detroit has always been a Renaissance. It just depends on what you're looking for.
Do you think when music is good in a town, all is good in the town?
Then again, it really just depends on what you're looking for. Like, I've always loved Detroit. Not everybody has loved Detroit. I think half of it is because they haven't been able to see a reflection of themselves there. So it's hard for anybody to, you know, just go and to feel comfortable. And so now they're trying to make Detroit comfortable, but not for the people who've been there, who've been working very hard to make that their home and to keep it their home. I mean, this is generations and generations of people who have always been there. And a lot of the time they're being overlooked for the new people who are coming. And they are the people who are having the voice or getting press, so to speak, to talk about it when they don't know shit.
Is it possible for black people in Detroit to dream now?
It would be awesome for it to be more of a representation of what the city actually looks like. I mean, I guess I'm the token, so I'm here to speak for 82% of the population of Detroit, which I think is really ridiculous. I mean, half of it is that nobody's looking for us. And there's talent, there's educated people, you know, but there, it has to do with the branding or the media. It's like what they're looking for. So it's like at the end of the day, there's black people there. I mean, there's black people who have a vision and who always had a vision and who've been there for the longest, but nobody's looking to them or even asking them, like, what do you want? Or, you know, what is the future of Detroit? I mean, and really the future of Detroit, we all have to work together. It's not about, like, having whites here, you know, Mexicans here, you know, Bangladeshis here. You know, we all have to work together to make this dream work.
What is your dream and your vision of art in the American society?
Well, I can't speak for American society because that's a whole nother conversation. But for me, I just want to share my art or my creativity with the world. I mean, that's why I'm working so hard. Yes.
You are here in Lille, a little town. Mm-hmm. Detroit is a big town.
I actually like my experience here in Lille. I mean, if anything, it's taught me that some days that I need to relax, and usually I don't have any days off because I'm always working, either networking or having a meeting or I'm making work or I'm trying to plan for the next thing. And so, like, Lille has definitely taught me when it is time to relax, it is time to relax. You don't have to move and fuss and work all the time to get your goals accomplished. And sometimes downtime is definitely needed. So I appreciated this whole experience based on that and just like working with all of the people who made Lil 3000 happen. So I'm very thankful for the experience.
Do you think Detroit is an example for a region, a country like north of France with difficulties in industrial process and so on? Do you have some lesson for us?
I mean, it's hard to have a lesson for you. I mean, I don't think that you would ever, or any other countries outside of, you know, the U.S. will have such a hard time just trying to rebuild itself. I mean, Detroit is just an example of people who are just gave up on the city and who are now trying to take the city back. And so I think that's the difference. You know, like the government will never just say like, oh, we'll just, you know, pass on this. I mean, half of that has to do with the 82% black population. If it was an 82% white population, that would never have happened.
If you have to live somewhere, what will be the country or the place you will go?
I am a ride or die Detroiter all day. So, I mean, that's just really what it is. Detroit, we ride for our city, and that's where I plan on, you know, building and hopefully capitalizing on, you know, the attention that I get. But my home base will always be in Detroit, and then we'll see what happens later. But hopefully, you know, a second home base would be somewhere where there's warmer and there's no snow.
As a Detroit woman, what you can say to French people?
To the French people, I would say just, you know, believe. I mean, at the end of the day, I never gave up on my dream or on my city, and that's the only thing that you can do. If you have a vision, you have to stick to it, because nobody else will particularly save you or come to assist you. So you have to definitely be about that life, as we say back home in the States.
Thank you. You can say, what's your name?
My name is Tiff Massey. What up, though?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.